You're at work with Ryan on CKBW.
Joining me on the phones now is one of the organizers of the new South Shore Driving, Catherine Croft. Hey, good morning, Catherine. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. And Saturday, that's your big day, isn't it?
It's coming, yes, most definitely.
So can you tell us a bit about the project and why you chose to take it on?
The reason that we had started the project was because of the pandemic we're going through. And I've always been a volunteer for my county, Queens County here. I felt that I had to bring people together. We needed some fun again. So that's what started our journey. And I had previously owned a drive-in with Principal's Picks. We worked together with the Mill Village Consolidated School to keep it open when small schools were closing. So it was our way of showing all the uses of a school. So I had this drive-in sitting in my basement for a number of years. And I thought, now is the time. Now is when we need it most. It's a way of connecting us, keeping our neighbors, even if we could see them. We have so many sponsors, so many people loving our idea. And that's all we want to do, is to give someone a nice summer evening that they can have with their neighbors. Maybe social distancing, of course, applies, all COVID rules. We follow to the letter, but it's still something so we can enjoy summer nights with our families and friends.
Not only will you be able to enjoy summer nights with your family and friends, but you'll also be able to laugh with them, especially this Saturday, because you chose Attack of the Killer Tomatoes as your first movie.
It was actually a group decision. We wanted something funny and not so serious, and just something that we can enjoy and have fun with our neighbors. We plan to have a little couple treats and some surprises when you come. So we just wanted to play with, I guess, our neighbors and just to laugh and enjoy the night.
Don't bring your own tomatoes, though. We'll leave those
not
on the big screen.
Not at all, but we will have concessions there, of course.
Where can people go to find more information?
We have a Facebook page, South Shore Drive-In, right now, and we are working on our web, but I am been extremely busy just trying to get this product out as we need it now.
And this is at Mill Village at the old Polestar building?
It is. It's 1519 Old Highway 3. I will make sure that there are directional signs when you come off of the 103 highway at exit 17A.
And this is only phase one, so you're hoping to eventually set up a more permanent drive-in, right?
That is our goal. All monies raised go towards permanent location, which ourselves and the Hank Snow Society, we will be actually having our project and backdrop built there, and then we can have possibly up to 300 cars per night, and we FM transmit into your cars, so there's no speakers, no nothing. You sit in your car, you listen to the movie, and watch it from the screen.
Well, that's exciting. I'm sure you've had a lot of work still ahead of you before Saturday, but I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Ryan, and I hope everyone stays safe and stays healthy.